This is PodTech News. I'm Michael Johnson. The closer we get to Macworld, the faster the rumor mill is spinning out tales of widescreen iPods and faster MacBooks. But the most buzz is around the idea of Apple computers getting into the mobile phone business. There's been dozens of mock-ups, some plausible, most not, some even rumored to be leaked photos of the mythic device. Even with the surprise release of the Linksys Skype-enabled cordless handset called the iPhone, the thought of a device called an iPhone is still associated with an Apple mobile. While the anticipation builds to a fever pitch, let's take a step back and check in with two longtime Mac watchers about some of the basics of what an Apple cell phone could be or should be. John Martellaro writes the Hidden Dimensions column for MacObserver.com and spent 5 years at Apple as a senior market manager for science and technology. He says that Apple's apparently imminent release of a mobile device is completely organic to the company's growth so far.
I think it's a natural evolution for Apple as part of the emulation of Sony being moving into the consumer marketplace, growing their business. You know, if they sold as few as 5 or 10 million phones, it would add billions to their gross.
Not only would that mean significant revenue for Apple, but Martellaro believes that an Apple phone could be an industry game changer, adapting an entirely different paradigm for mobile phones.
Cell phone companies want to extract revenue from you. I just bought a cell phone from my mom, very simple cell phone, and guess what? It didn't have a basic ring. It was loaded up with a bunch of silly rings and then, of course, the basic jingle. But if you wanted to buy just a basic ringtone, you had to go buy something. All of the cell phone companies do that. I really believe that Steve just hates that, and he's going to build an agenda-free phone that looks beautiful, that communicates really well, is simple to use, has a feel of quality, and subscribes you to Apple's vision of the future, like the ITV and like Mac OS X and like security. It's a no-brainer.
Leander Caney is the managing editor for Wired magazine. He also expects the Apple iPhone to be basic, elegant, and user-friendly.
It's probably going to be a fairly stripped-down device. It probably doesn't try to do everything. This seems to be Apple's, you know, genius and its modus operandi. They edit, they filter, you know, they'll say, okay, it'll just do a few things fairly well. I think it'll be a music player that makes phone calls rather than a phone that plays music, which is what the current devices do. They sort of jam the music player in as an afterthought. But who knows, you know, it could be completely wrong.
Mac Observer's John Martellaro acknowledges that his speculation on the iPhone is just that. But he has a futuristic vision of the Apple iPhone and thinks that it will change the way we all look at our mobile devices.
I would look for a phone that looks like it's something like the little widget from Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict. Remember that little widget where you kind of roll out the screen and you're talking to somebody and looking at them? You integrate all those technologies with Mac OS X, with communications and chatting and encryption and syncing. And all of a sudden, you're going to have a phone in your hand that feels so much a part of your life in Mac OS X that you'll look at all these other little cell phones with their stupid menus and funny keys, and you'll go, wow, those are crap. I want an iPhone.
For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson in San Francisco.